Okay, let's begin our discussion of Shkolim Yerushalmi, Daf Yud Ches, the last section here of the second parak of Yerushalmi. Shkolim, parak Bishlosha Prakim is coming up, finishing up Mitzarfin Shkolim. So we spoke in this parak about the process of bringing the Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdash and the ability to change it into other larger denominations. And the last, the second part of this parak, if you remember, is talking about all about leftovers, mosar of different items, what it can be used for, and the like. And the last mishnah we just had was mosar shavui and mosar anim, what it's used for. And along the way, we had a story with Rabbi Yochanan, and he was upset that the people wouldn't say Torah in his name until it was explained to him. Well, it's just like Yeshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. And also implicitly, maybe he was being compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that gave him a little nechama, that he realized that everything his Talmud said, everybody knew, and his lips were moving in the kever, even though it wasn't said explicitly. That was the line that was explained, and the Gemara expanded on that as well. So continuing that theme, the Gemara says, and again, we had this earlier in the Yerushalmi, and it's in Meseches Yevamos and the Bavli, third line from the bottom, Gidol Omar. Ha'omer davar b'shem Omro, somebody who's Omer davar, says something in the name of someone, you know, who he heard it from. So we know the continuation of this line in Pirkei Avos. Mevi ge'ula la'olam. Right? It brings ge'ula. And that's whenever that comes up, we quote that Maharal on the mission in Pirkei Avos about mevi ge'ula la'olam. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is all of a sudden, maybe davar b'shem Omro? Maybe davar b'shem Omro is an attitude. It's not just an action that somebody does. It's somebody who does not take credit and does not put themselves in the center of the story. Maybe davar b'shem Omro. I'm putting somebody else in the middle. So if somebody acknowledges that there are others that are in the center of the story, Hashem will use those people to bring Geula. Maybe Geula. Because after all, what's the source of that? We know the pasuk by Esther tells Achashverosh b'shem Mordechai. Right, so the fact that Esther recognizes that it's not her, it's Mordechai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the type of person that I want to use to bring the Geula. And therefore, that's Omer Davar Shem Omro, maybe Geula La'olam, and there are other examples that the Maharal gives there, but that's not what it says here in this Chazal. This Chazal says, Omer Davar Shem Omro, Yira'eh, or Yira'eh, Bala Shmua Kilo Omer L'Negdo. He should see as if the person who he's quoting is standing in front of him. Kilo Omer L'Negdo. He's standing in front of him. Shneemar ach b'tzelem yishalech ish. With the tzelem, with the form of the person, I should go and I should think about. Why is that? Because then you'll make sure to quote it properly, because you don't want to misquote somebody. You know, if they're standing there, right? So then that's number one. You see the discussion in the Karban Eida. The Karban Eida says shal yidei kain yagid hadavar al ofno. Right, if you think about the person is there, then you'll say it properly. The ikur halimud may rabo b'riyas panim, because the ikur limud from a rebbe is by seeing. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, va'yoynecha ro'os es morecha. Right, there are stories elsewhere of amoraim. I think it's an Ervin. I heard his shir, and if I would have been sat in the front and seen his face, it would have been even more of an impact. That's achbet selam, that the person is omed lidnegdo. Good. This also okay came up in Yevamos, but just 2 points, and that is whenever this comes up a few times in our travels through Daf Yom, I like to quote the Rav Soloveitchik's description of himself autobiographically as he got older. Right, the old Rebbe walks into the classroom crowded with students who are young enough to be his grandchildren. I'm not going to read the whole thing again. He enters as an old man with a wrinkled face, his eyes reflecting the fatigue and sadness of old age. V'chulu v'chulu. Can there be a dialogue between an old teacher and young students, between a Rebbe in his Indian summer and students enjoying the spring of their lives? The Rebbe starts the shiur, uncertain as to how it will proceed. Now comes our Gemara. Suddenly the door opens, and an old man, much older than the Rebbe, enters. He is the grandfather of the Rebbe, Reb Chaim Brisker. It would be most difficult to study Talmud with students who are trained in the sciences and mathematics, were it not for his method, which is very modern and equals, if not surpasses, most contemporary forms of logic, metaphysics, or philosophy. The door opens again. This is Omid Kenegdo. And another old man comes in. He's older than Reb Chaim, because he lived in the 17th century. His name is the Shach, who must be present when civil law, Dini Maimonides, is discussed. More visitors enter, some from the 11th, 12th, and 13th centuries, other harking back to antiquity, Rabbi Natam, Rashi, Rambam, Ravid, Rashba, Rabbi Akiva. These scholarly giants are bidden to take their seats. The Rebbe introduces the guest to his pupils, and the dialogue commences. The Rambam states the halacha. The Ravid disagrees sharply, as is his wont. Some students interrupt to defend the Rambam, and they express themselves harshly against the Ravid, as young people are apt to do. The Rebbe softly corrects the students and suggests more restrained tones. The Rashba smiles gently. The Rebbe tries to analyze what the students meant, and other students intercede. Rabbi Natam is called upon to express his opinion, and suddenly a symposium of generations comes into existence. Young students debate earlier generations with an air of daring familiarity, and a crescendo of discussion ensues. B'chulu, and he continues, after a 2 or 3 hour shiur, the Rebbe emerges from the chamber young and rejuvenated. He has defeated age. The students look exhausted. In the Misora experience, years play no role. Hands, however parchment dry and wrinkled, embrace warm and supple hands in a commonality, bridging the gap which separates the generations. So the Rav wrote that, or Soloveitchik wrote that in terms of the Misora and connecting the generations, but it's also mamash our lashon of omed lenegda. When you say a Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam is there. When you say a Rambam, the Rambam is there. But one has to know when one quotes. Or there's another Torah of Chaim Yivalajin in the Ruach Chaim on Perkei Avos in the first parak on the Mishnah of your house should be a beis vada chachamim, which he first says if you fill your house with svarim, that's also a key of the beis vada chachamim. I was happy about that. But it says to have misavik ba'afaraglayim. Misavik. So misavik, the Rishonim says from the word avak, dust. Misavik ba'afaraglayim, because the Rebbe used to sit a little bit above the Talmidim, and therefore the Talmidim are like in the dust of the Rebbe. Misavik ba'afaraglayim. Rav Chaim Yivalajin says misavik is also from the Lashon of vayeavik ish imo. Right? When Yaakov Avinu wrestled with the Malach. Misavik ba'afaraglayim. So misavik, you could argue with your Rebbe. And wrestle with him and try to figure out the Dvar Hashem, but make sure it's ba'afak raglayim. Meaning you're wrestling, but you're the avak. Right? And recognize that, there has to be covet. Misavik milashem vayevik ishimo shuinin his avkus milchama, ki milchemes mitzvahi, v'chein anu neger rabosinu hakadosh masher ba'aretz, ki ne adea svar masher ba'atenu, hi beizvad, husharnu gamkein, la avak, ach bitnai ba'afak raglayim. So that's the quote people and take them, don't take their word for it, but it has to be with a covet. Okay. So that's Omer Dav Shem Amro. You should see the Baal Shmua there. Ak Pasal Misalachish. Ra, next pasuk. Rav Adam Yikra Ishchasto. Zeshar Kal Adam. Right? That's others. That most of us. Most of us that we when we say things we try to be careful of who we're quoting, but we might not be such the highest standard. Ve'ishemunim ki matzei ze Rabbi Zeir ki imsa ze Rabbi Zeira. But the ishemunim, the one who is very makpid about every quote that he says, that's Rabbi Zeira. Because you know the following: the Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says, "Go with the carbon eidos geras on top." Rabbi Zeira says, Less anon srichid choshishim l'shmaitzei de Rav Sheshes. We don't have to be choshish to the shmaitzei of Rav Sheshes, meaning Rav Sheshes, when he quotes something, take it with a grain of salt. Why? Dehu gavra mefatcha. Because he is mefatcha. Mefatcha literally means open, but that's the euphemism. Like the Gemara says, sagi nohar. Rav Sheshes was blind. And therefore, if Zeir is saying, because he was blind, be careful when you listen, when he says something. You gotta check up on it. Why? Explains the Karban Eida. Keep going. In the Karban Eida, Einav Stumos, his eyes are closed. The Kamosha Karban Suma, Saginar. V'kivishin yachol l'rosu anashim, sheshomea mipiyem. Since he can't see the people talking, v'efshar shema inashachrina. First of all, it might be someone else. He might be confused with who's talking. V'hu toeb etvias kala. Right, number one, he might quote somebody, but it wasn't him, because he didn't see who it was. Number one, quotes the F from the Yifei Mara. V'li nira, says the Karban Eida, kivan she'eno roe, enu yachol l'chavin advarim. Shaharei, yef shelo la'amra, kilu balashua, omei l'negdo. As we just said, when you quote somebody, you have to picture the person in front of you, but if you never saw the person in front of you, it's harder. It's not the same level. So the Reb Zira says, when Reb Sheshes, obviously give cover to Reb Sheshes, he was one of the Baalei HaMesorah, Reb Sheshes, but note that he doesn't think of the Baal Shmuel Omei Kenegdo. Shari lo ro, so me olam, hilkachin somchan alabazeh. Okay, that's Rabbi Zeira. Others say that sometimes when there are certain senses that are dulled, there are other senses that are made more focused, right? And that's sometimes people who, Rachman al-Islam, might be blind, their hearing is unbelievable, it's more honed in. That's what they explain. I once heard about the Gemara at the end of the first parak of Sota in the Bavli about Hushim, the son of Dun, who was able to, right, he was, the Gemara says, Yakir Udne, literally his ears were heavy. They say he was semi-deaf. Because he was semi-deaf, he was able to have other senses of what was right and what was wrong at that time. What do you mean? My grandfather is waiting here, Bibi Zion, while you go get the star from Mitzrayim. Just take care of business. And he took care of Esav. And he's daf called Hushim. He's got a hush, right? He's got the sense. He got another sense, even though his ears weren't so great. But he has other senses. Okay. So that's where Rabbi Zeira says, be careful of Rav Sheshes. And other statements. Amar Rabbi Zeira Larvasi. Rabbi Zeira once asked Ravasi, Chakim Rabbi the Barpasia? Da'atam Rishmaitza Bishmei. Do you know Barpasia that you quote statements in his name? You're quoting him all day. Have you ever met him? Do you know him? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mishmei. Well, Rabbi Yochanan is quoting him, and I'm quoting Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan is an expert. He knows exactly. So, I trust Rabbi Yochanan. Similarly, Amar Rabbi Zeira Larvasi. Chachim Rabbi Larav, Da'atam Rishmaitza Mishmei. Rav Zeira says to Rav Asi, right? Do you know Rav? Are you familiar with Rav? Amar le Rav Ada Bar Ava, Amar Mishpe. Rav Ada Bar Ava quotes him. So, you know, that's, I trust him. Okay, all the different, look in the Rambam and the Hagdama to say from Mada to Mishnah Torah, he quotes all of these Rabbanim who were from every door and which generation were the, got it from who? All the Shalshalas HaMesorah that the Rambam quotes there. Period. Ein dar she'ein bo leitzanin, right? There is no dar that don't have, you know, what does this have to do with us, right? That's what the Karban Eda says. We should deboy meimar she'bedar shal dabra leitzanim v'vaya sameach b'misaso, because we're going to quote that David HaMelech was sameach, right? Rabbi Yochanan was just upset, and he was, they're going to quote me after I die. And David HaMelech also, Agur b'alchol amim, I wish to be quoted in, live in both worlds. That was yesterday's daf. So we continue a little bit more about David HaMelech's end. But it says, Ein dar she'ein bo leitzanim, there are scoffers in every generation. B'doro shel David, ma hayu pritzei hadar osin, what did the pritzei hadar, those that, what's a paritz? Somebody who breaks through boundaries, breaks down walls that shouldn't be broken down. That's literally a paritz. Remember in Erevin, there's a pirtza in a wall. So a paritz is a wall breaker that shouldn't be breaking down. So what did the priests do? Hayahochen Eitzachal Anosav Shel David. They used to go walk by David HaMelech's windows and wonder out loud, Omrin lo David David, Emasai Yibana Beis Hamigdash, Emasai Beis Hashem Nelech. You know what? I wish we had a Beis Hamigdash. They all knew that the Beis Hamigdash wasn't going to be built until David died, and it was going to be built by his son. So they used to walk around and say, "No, David, old man, we're waiting for a Beis Hamikdash." Right? Emasai Beis Hashem Nelech. They used to say this, right? I'll just finish this first, and then we'll do the other formulation. David Omer, and David said, "Af al pishim is kavnan lahachi seini." Even though they did this to anger me, Yavo alai im lo ayiti sameach b'devrayem. Yavo alai is like, I should be cursed, right? Bad things should happen to me if I'm not sameach inside. Meaning, I'm very happy to leave this world because I just want what's good for the Am Yisrael. And that's the Beis HaMikdash. So, Yavo Elayim Lo Yidi Sameach B'Devrayim. Dichsiv, Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. Right now, you have another remez in that Shir Malas. I'm happy when people say Beis Hashem Nelech. So what does that mean? David HaMelech said, when people say I should die, and therefore, you know, we could build the Beis HaMikdash, I'm still happy. Because the Beis HaMikdash for Am Yisrael is exactly what is needed. I guess, you know, let's just finish the whole piece, and then we'll talk about it. And as the Pasuk says, Ki imlu yamecha v'shachavta es avosecha. As the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David HaMelech, only when your days are filled and you will die. The continuation of the Pasuk is, V'hakimosi ezaracha charecha, then I will establish your seed after you, asher yetzi mimeecha v'hakinosi es mamlachto. And then his malchus would die. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not shortening your life in one at all, right? You're going to have milui yamin. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le David. Yamim shleimim ani mona lachav. Lo yam chaserim. You're going to have full days. You're going to have every second, any minute of your day that you're supposed to. I, David HaMelech, was happy. Hashem, you can take me whenever it's ready. You're ready, because I just want the base of Miklash to be built. Hashem says, I'm not taking you one moment earlier. Klum Shomo bincha yivne beis hamikdash. What's the purpose that David Shlomo HaMelech, your son, will build a beis hamikdash? El lahakrav karbanos sibur or karbanos, right? They're gonna, just to bring karbanos. Let me tell you, David. Chaviv alayt staku mishpat sha'ata oseh yosem in a karban. Your actions and your mitzvahs are more valuable to me than the karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. Shneamar asat staku mishpat. Nivchar Lashem mi zevach. It's more chosen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the zevach. And the similar story, remember in Shabbos, Daf Lamed in the Bavli, where David HaMelech says, Hashem says, finally, okay, you'll die on the Shabbos. David's like, no, come on. How about on a Sunday? No, Shlomo HaMelech has to be the king. How about on Friday? Take me a day earlier. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. He says, you know, Tov Yom Bachatzirecha Me'elef. Right? Tov Yom Echad. One day of you of Torah and Tefillah is greater than 1,000 karbanos that the Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. So that's a similar idea that's stated here. Right, the context of this Gemara in the Bavli is the sugya of Ona'az Dvarim. Right, you don't get much more Ona'az Dvarim than these scoffers that they made fun and pained David HaMelech in what they said. There, the Chazal is a different Chazal, not just, hey David, when's going to the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? But there's a different lashon based on a different pasuk in Tehillim. Rava Darshan's there. My dechsev uvitzal'i samchu v'ne'esafu karu v'lodamo. Which you might translate as karu, they ripped open v'lodamo, no blood. What does that mean? Amar David l'fanei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam. Galui v'yadua l'fanecha. You know, Hashem, shem hayu makarin b'sari lo hayadami shoseis la'aris. I would have no blood left if they'd rip me open. Meaning, I've been so embarrassed, and as we know, that person becomes red when they're embarrassed. I have none left. There wouldn't be any blood. Even when I'm giving a shiur about the most intricate halachic topics, and everybody's focused, somebody would raise their hand from the back and say, David, I have a question. Hamelech. And I would say, yes, what? Omrimli, David, habal eshes ish misaso bama. Right, if somebody is with an Ashes Ish, you know, what's the punishment? What's the punishment? Vani Omer Lahem, and I used to tell them, Misaso Bechenek, V'yesh lo chelech olam haba. Aval hamal b'pnei chaveiro barabim, ein lo chelech olam haba. So David had a touche moment. That, I'm gonna get punished for it, but I have a chelech olam haba, not like what you're doing. Right, that's the sugya of Ona'az Dvarim, the Gemara says there, that the person should rather be embarrassed, go to Kivshana Ish, like from Tamar. But that's what the Gemara says. On gadol nas dvarim anas mamon, and kol hasharim ninalu chutz mishare ona'a. A lot of strong lashonos regarding the issue of ona'a. Right, that's the based on the Gemara. Kishid the Mishnah there. Kshem shona b'mekachu b'memkar kach ona'a bidvarim. That's ona'a. Also remember the Rashi. The Rashi in Shmuel Beis Perek Zion. That's where David HaMelech didn't yet know that he was not going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, he asked. The story is quoted both here in Shmuel Beis and also in Divrei HaYamim. A lot of parallels. Divrei HaYamim is all about, after the first 9-10 prakim, it's all about the order of people going from Adam, Shais, Enosh, right, going straight, listening off. But then you have the stories of David HaMelech again. That's the parallel stories, all from paralleling Sefer Shmuel. So David HaMelech here and there says, you know, it's not fair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a house, I built a house for myself, and Hashem doesn't have a house to put his Aron in. So he says to Nasan HaNavi, Re'en Anochi Yashib Beis HaRazim, Aron HaLokim Yashib B'Socha Yiriya, not fair. Vayomer Nasan Al HaMelech, one of the only times in all of Navi that a Navi seemingly makes a mistake in his instructions, Kol Asher Bilvavcha Lechasei Ki Hashem Imach. Go build it. Go build the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is with you. That night, Hashem comes to Nasan. Lech v'yamarte l'avdi el David. Ko'amar Hashem. Ha'ata tivneh li bayis l'shifti? Are you going to build the house? You're not going to build the house. Ki lo yashavti b'bayis l'miyom alosi es b'nei yisomim v'samar yom hazeh. I don't have a house. I need a house. But you are not going to be the one. We go through the whole Jewish history. And I need a house. Kibat, the pasuk that we just quoted. Kiyimlu yamecha v'shachatas habusecha v'akimosi yezarecha acharei yetzi mimeyecha v'akinosi yezmamlachto. He's going to build it. Hu yivne ba'is l'shmi v'chonati yezkisi mamlachto ad olam. Ani ayelo la'av v'hu yeli l'ben and we'll be close v'chulu v'ne'eman beischo mamlachta ad olam v'fanecha zachar yagnachar ad olam k'chol v'rama eile v'kol chazer zeh kin diber nevels asol David. Nason told David. David answers an iota of a disappointment. A little bit of, yeah, okay, fine, I'll be my son. Nothing. What does David HaMelech say? Mi anochi Hashem Elokimu, mi beisi ki avitoni ad alom. I can't, you're letting my son build it? Vatikton od zos beinecha b'Hashem Elokim. Vatavai gam b'ayis l'merchok, zos haras adam. My Yosef, oh, what could I say to you? Because of the amazing thing that you did. Ein kamocha, ein elokim zolasech v'chulu. Unbelievable that David HaMelech is so ecstatic that his son is going to build it. But we'd like to quote the Rashi. On the pasuk, Bahiba Laila Hahu, on that night that Hashem appears to Nasan. Amr Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Amr LaKodesh Baruch Hu the Nasan. What's Rashi bothered by? What is he going to Nasan in the middle of the night, telling him to go to David, wake up David in the middle of the night, and go tell him that he can't build the base of Mikdash? Just wait till the morning. By Laila Hahu, the middle of the night, like Haman and Achashverosh, by Laila Hahu, middle of the night. Just wait till the morning when you take off your towels and tefillin. You know, go over to David and say, David, you know, Hashem came to me last night and. Change of plans. Why now in the middle of the night? Says Rashi. You think David's sleeping? David was able to build the base. You think he's sleeping? I'm sure he's been on the phone all night with contractors, with suppliers. If you wait till the morning, it's going to be done already. Just go right now. Go quickly. He's a mahir. He was told that he could do something. It's done. It's done. Unbelievable. Unbelievable Rashi there in Sefer Shmuel. Okay. And remember in Divrei Hayamim, it has the lashon of Dam Rav Shafachta. And he can't build it because David is a man of war and there are wars and Shlomo is a man of peace. That's the difference. Okay. Hadulah Perak B'tzarfen Shkalim. A lot there. And now we get into the third parak. B'shlosha Prakim Bashana. Getting back to Shkalim. So, the Shkalim, as we know, were collected throughout Adar. Most of them, hopefully, reached the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But as we know, there were Machlokas Tanam, but according to what we see at the Paskin, there were Shkalim that arrived throughout. Right, the people who were further out, their Shkalim arrived later, and that's why they did Shrumas later. They did Afrashas later because they wanted to be able to include everyone in the kapara of the seabor. So b'shlosha brachim b'shana tovim nasa lishka. 3 times a year, they went into the office, the lishka, where all the shkalim are, and they took out with kavana of whoever gave already and whoever was on the way. Allah asid ligvos, if you remember. When did they do that? B'prasa Pesach, b'prasa Atzeres, b'prasa Chag. 2 weeks before Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Pras means half, like a prusa is a half a loaf. So k'de achilas pras. Right? So pras is half a month. Half a month is 2 weeks before. So half 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Shavuos, and 2 weeks before Sukkos. Behein grunos shal meiser behema. What does that mean? These are also the times of meiser behema. We know there is a halacha, the end of Parshas Bechukosai, that from my sheep I have to give 1 out of 10 as a karban. And I bring that animal to the Beis HaMikdash. And it's mine. I can bring it as a carbon. We mentioned that there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, the Netziv, at the end of the Chukosai, said there's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that sounds like, oh, maybe you should give it to the Kohen L'chachila. But again, that's not Me'ikar Adin. But the Me'ikar Adin is that I bring the Meiser Behema. So the halacha is that you have to do Meiser Behema, only the ones that are born each year, just that's a separate group. Right? I can't mix and match the different years, the sheep that are born different years. But that's, so Midar Raisa, I could do it whenever I want. Right, whenever I want, you know, for as long as I do it within the same that were born each year. But the Rabbanan made a din to Rabbanan. No, we're going to make 3 times that these times you got to take all your Meiser Behema potentials at this moment, and you got to do the Meiser, do the Afrasha, and bring it as a carbon, or not bring it as a carbon, bring it to the Yerushalayim. So this is when it was 2 weeks before Pesach, meaning midrabbanan. 2 weeks before Pesach comes, boom, this day. By this time, you got to do your Meiser Behema, take care of it, and bring it to Yerushalayim, all 3 times. So that's what it means. But further, the Rabbanan made. We'll see why. right? Basically, it's to help out the people in Yerushalayim to have more animals around. So once you have all this Meiser Behemo, all this 10% of all these animals, you can have a lot of animals in Yerushalayim to be able to supply people for Yontis. So that's why, that's the Mishnah in Bechoros. Bechoros is an underrated Masechta, very exciting and lumdish. It's not one of the more popular ones that are learned, except in Daf Yomi. But the Mishnah says there in Bechoros on Daf Nun Zayin. So he quotes this this Mishnah of Shalosh Granos, and then Rashi says there, the Meshiagia HaPerek Lo Yochal Mehen Lechadchilo Midrabanan Belo Meiser. It's Tevel Midrabanan. Midrabanan, you should not allowed to use all of your sheep until you take off Meiser, when these days come. Not Daraisa. Midaraisa is no Tevel. But Midrabanan, Mikodem Lechain, it's not. Vehem Garsha Meiser, Vehem Rashi. The Tfulin HaBehemos Midrabanan. That's the Rashi in Bechoros. So you have these three times parallel the times that they do the Truma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Continuing. This is Rabbi Akiva. It was the 2 weeks before. Ben Azai Omer. So we're going to have a couple of different, smaller changes. Ben Azai Omer. Be'eser Metisha Ba'adar. No, these are the three. These are Pashas. This is a machlokas about the second thing that we just said, about the Granos of Behema. Right? These are the three dates of the Meiser Behema. Esrim v'tisha ba'adar, the 29th day of Adar, meaning not 2 weeks before Pesach, meaning a day earlier. Be'echad b'sivan, only the first day of Sivan, right? 6 days before Shavuos, not 2 weeks before Shavuos. Esrim v'tisha ba'av, and the 29th of Av, right? So that's a long time before Sukkos, right? So it's, we'll have to see what the svaras are of all of these. Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon Omrim, be'echad b'nisan, be'echad b'sivan, be'esrim v'tisha be'elol. V'lamar amru be'esr matisha be'elo v'lo amru be'echad matishrei. Right? Why did, if it's two, this is 2 weeks before Pesach, Sukkos. 2 weeks before Sukkos is Rosh Hashanah. But why did you say specifically 29th of Elul and not Tishrei? Because you can't be ma'aser on Rosh Hashanah. V'b'neishihu yom tov v'yef shal la'aser b'yontov. Right? You can't be ma'aser on Yontov. So what, are you going to tell me Rosh Hashanah? He's going to wake up Rosh Hashanah morning. No, you got to do it beforehand. That's what they say, 29th of Elul. Why can't you be Ma'aser on Rosh Hashanah? Why can't you be Ma'aser on Rosh Hashanah? Right, what? It's a muksa issue. What, you can't put him through the fence? Right, it's a muksa issue. It's a Durabanan. But the Heimamru Veheimamru, maybe the Rabbanan would say that. Right, so what? So the Gemara in Bukharis there says, painting. Soveya. Right? Because remember, every sheep that went through, you take a stick with some red paint, you paint the back of it, and that's your marked for, right, for the carbon. So, Sikrisa, the Gemara says there, Bukharis Nun Chesem Aleph. So that's what the, Soveya, basically the Malach of Soveya. Ask Tosfos, what do you mean, Soveya? What about you're not allowed to be Maktish on Yontif? Not allowed to be Maktish, that's the Mishnah in Beitza. Right? You can't be Maktish an animal on Yontif. So why don't you say that? So Tosfos has a couple of answers. The last one's really, deep, the Yesh Lomar, Kivan da Asiri me'elav kadosh, afilo lo kara Asiri, velo shayach le'isser hektosh kazeh b'yantif. Remember, right when you put him through the fence, number 10, it's automatically kadosh. Even if you messed up the count. Let's say I got mixed up and number 10, I counted 9 again. And then number 11, I counted 10. Guess what? They're both kadosh. Right? Because if it goes to end as number 10, it's kadosh. So Tosa says, this animal, you're right, let's say you didn't mess up. So you're saying, this is my 10th one, but it's Memela Hektish. So that wouldn't be included in the Isser Hakdasha on Yantif. It's like a Bechor that's born on Yantif. That's it's the Me'ela. Okay, Mitzvah Lakdisha, Midrabanan, that's just extra. That's just extra. Maybe Midaraisa. Okay, but that's, Tosis is important Lashon of the Hakdasha of the Meister Behema is Memela, and therefore would not be included. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shoshar Baruch Hashanah v'chulu, Amar Rabbi Yevo, Kol Hein Tetaninan, Pras, Palga. Pras means half. Palga, B'shloshim Yom, Kodim L'moveit, Shadarshim Bilchosim. It's half of the time that you darshin Shloshim Yom before the holidays. So this Yerushalmi seems to be against some of the Achronim, right? Because there is a stira. Look at the first Beis Yosef in Hilchas Pesach. That's where the Beis Yosef, and you look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, they all quote there, Stira. The last Gemara in the Bavli in Megillah says that we're supposed to be Osek on the laws of Yontif on Yontif itself. Right? Moshe, Tikin, Lisrael, Shi, Oskin, Hilchas Chag, B'chag, Hilchas Pesach, Batzerach, Hilchas on the day of. And yet we also have the Chazal, we know Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag, to be Osek. So how do you answer that Stira? So various answers given. So one answer given, I think it's from the Gra, one answer given is that, no, 30 days is only Pesach, because there's so much to do, so much to learn. On the day of, that's Sukkot and Shavuos. Others say 30 days is Sukkot and Pesach. And then the day of, that's Shavuos. Nothing specific. All these different days. Because in the Bavli, most of the context of the Shloshim Yom is by Pesach. Right? So that's the different day. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, he summarizes a number of these. He says, the Shulchan Aruch only quotes it by Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'hu adin b'shar yamim tovim, v'ayim b'yar gra, d'batzer esagi. Right? Shavuos is a sagi, the first day of Sifan. V'yeish omrim, and others say, only Pesach. Who's he quoting Yesh Omer Mir? He's quoting from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef quotes all these opinions. But this Gemara here seems to say all three. Right? Because he says it's 2 weeks before because it's the day that we have 30 days. Kodem Lemoed. Shedarshan Bilchosav. It's the Moed. It sounds like all three. Vehein Granos Vachulu. Vehein Granos Lamaisa Behema. So why did Chazal make these dates? Midrabanan. These are the days that they basically forced you to do Meiser Behema by these dates. Why do they want to encourage that? A number of answers. Number one, Amar Yochanan ben Shehein Pirkei Leida, because that's basically the different times when the animals give birth. So that's why we want once they give birth, they're just making it easier for you to keep in mind who was born when. Rav Acha bar Rav Tanchum Baruchia b'shem Rav Shuvim Levi, because they should have Mitsuya Behema Mitsuya Loli Regalim, because we want animals to be a lot of animals in Yerushalayim. There's going to be a lot of people there needing carbonos and needing food. So that's why. People aren't going to get their act together, but that 2 weeks before Yantif, all the stuff, animals born, I'm going to take all of that to Yerushalayim now, so there's going to be a lot of animals in Yerushalayim, which will make it good for the Holy Regalim, for food, for carbonos. Number two. Number three, Amar Abyudin, Shal Yavu L'Day Baal Ta'acher. So you don't come to Baal Ta'acher. What does that mean? Baal Ta'acher is that if I have carbonos that I was no Dave, so then, there's a question, when do I violate? Oh, it's too late. You have to bring it by now. So, well, it's discussed elsewhere that, you know, once the once Yantav comes, you know, it's gonna be late. So Chazal wanted to encourage you not to delay, not to come close to Baal Ta'acher, and therefore, they made these Durabanan deadlines in order to encourage you. Amar Rav Yosa, Kalamasha, Tivlo, over. Anybody who delays giving, again, this is Durabanan, is over. Period. We'll have to stop there by Taman Taninan, and we'll continue talking about these specific dates, by the Shem next time.